It's that time of the program when we check in with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. That's a bi-weekly? I think, is it
24/7,
that's true.
The newsletters go out bi-weekly, yes.
Yes, but it's 24/7. You're on top of the news there. Mike Brennan, thank you so much for joining us again. Good to have you with us, guy.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Even on a dreary Michigan day, right?
Hey, you know what brightened this up? Rick Broider was telling us earlier on about his career as a writer. Now, he's a few years younger than you are, and that we are here. But in any case...
You're being gentle there, Foster,
yeah,
he was talking
about being a writer in the late 90s for tech and how that all kind of blew up. But I was thinking of the times you've talked about being a writer for, like, the Free Press, for... if you will, traditional press. And it was fascinating to me, Rick, how that kind of paralleled your experience like a generation later on.
For sure.
Mike?
Well, I was in the newspaper business actually for 20 years, and then the business began to melt away below my feet. So that's being a technology writer. I actually warned the Free Press. I said, look, we can't be just newspaper people anymore. There's a big change coming. And they thought I was a heretic, right?
Oh,
so,
dear.
And so I did my own thing, but almost 18 years now. It's been a roller coaster ride, as you know, but I'm still around.
So what I find interesting, the parallel I found was that the change in the technology changed your careers, both of your careers, not in the sense of being people who gather the information on technology, but on the way that you present it. And go ahead.
I can only speak for me, but we do it every way but print now.
Isn't that interesting?
This was something that was actually said to me by a former business partner who encouraged that when we had Pacific Rim News Service back in the 90s, he said we should arm everybody with video cameras and shoot video. But
then
it was impractical. You know, the technology wasn't good enough.
That's true.
But now it's a whole new world. So, I mean...
You know,
everything.
I will say this. How about this, guys? One of the things that has been huge, we've been talking about what's been the biggest sea change in the last 20 years in technology. I think, you know, well, Mike, I'll get back to that. But I think one of the things is the micro-miniaturization of everything that's going on right now and the ability to cram so much onto these chips so that in very small spaces, we're doing incredible amounts of computing.
I saw an ad from Radio Shack in 1992, and the caption under it said, "Everything on this ad today is provided inside an iPhone or Android."
Jeez.
Huh. Essentially, your smartphone has as much power as a supercomputer of not that long ago.
Yes. Yes.
And when we went to the moon,
I think
it was like 56K or something like
that. Yeah, it's astounding.
And they pulled that off.
It's amazing when you think of how lit, compared to now, I mean, probably some of these Raspberry Pis, those little kits.
Well, cameras. I mean, look how tiny cameras have gotten now. I mean, let alone this thing I'm holding in my hand, but like these little pinhole cameras that can be put anywhere.
Oh, and drones.
And still able to capture incredibly high-definition video.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to change a lot going forward, I think.
Yeah. Mike, let's talk about MI Tech News is about getting these headlines to the people. Let's talk about some examples of headlines from this week. I see the first one there struck me was Governor Snyder proposing a Marshall Plan for talent to fill Michigan's STEM job shortage.
Yeah, we historians know the Marshall Plan was what helped bail Europe out after World War II, where Europe was devastated. And I wouldn't make quite that analogy with Michigan, but... Mm-hmm. We're still a long ways away from having an adequate workforce to fill all these 811,000 STEM jobs that we're. I mean, everybody's creating jobs. I mean, if you have those skills, you have your pick of jobs.
Yeah.
But we just don't have enough people to fill those jobs, and we can't. It's hard for us to recruit to Michigan when you're going up against California and places like that. But the cost of living here is the big edge. I mean, if you really want to have a nice life and make a good salary. If you can put up with winter, come to Michigan, right?
I've heard so many people say when we've interviewed them that it's a great place to raise a family. That's why they came back, for instance, from Silicon Valley. The next one there is the agony and ecstasy in the rapidly emerging gig economy. First of all, what's the gig economy?
Well, that's where people are using smartphones and stuff like that to create a business. It's kind of like what I do. I think it's what Rick does as well. I mean, it's the new economy where everyone is on their own. They're doing their own technology thing, and that's kind of the gig economy. There's a lot of facets to it. But U of M study just came out, and, you know, I can speak to this. Sometimes it's really wonderful, you do really well, and sometimes you don't. And so it's just, that's the agony and the ecstasy. But if you go to the article on my website, it kind of outlines exactly personal routines, physical places, you know, things you need to do to get past the fact that typically you're sitting at a desk by yourself, in a building by yourself, working alone, versus the old days when I was in the newspaper business and I was in the pod farm, right?
Oh, yes. Lord, yes. All right. And the last one there is, hey, Rick, this one you'll love. Self-flying drone knows where you are and where you're going. That's a little spooky.
Yeah, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Skydio, I think it is. They have a new one out called R1. Now, it's kind of on the expensive side, $2,500. It's meant for folks who, like, do X Games stuff, or they're going skiing, and they want to have a beautiful video of them skiing. And this thing locks in on you, and it's good for a while. It'll follow you down the slopes and shoot all this photographs, video, streaming photographs of you. But the thing is, it tracks you everywhere. I mean, I'd be uncomfortable with a video camera always following me around till it runs out of batteries, right?
That is the ultimate in narcissism, to have, like, a camera that just follows you all the time, everywhere.
Was there some guy who got himself wired up? Who was that? Jason TV or what was it? Ed, do you remember that guy? There was a fellow who hooked himself up so that every moment of his day.
Well, that seems like an early internet thing, like, you know, where people were putting themselves on camera for 24 hours or more.
Yeah. So, Mike,
people tune me in for a boring channel.
That's what they called it, the boring channel.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, how can people get hold of your MI Tech News feed?
Well, I'm always online 24/7 at www.mitechnews.com. Certainly, they can go to your website and find a link there.
Yep.
I'm partnered with a gazillion other partners that also we cross-fertilize each other going back and forth. They give me stories. They promote me. I'm kind of trying to, have a one-stop shop for what's going on in tech in Southeast Michigan. So where Rick does his national thing, I'm a hyper-local.
Excellent. Excellent. And then, folks, is part of the gift that he brings you every week. That's Mr. Mike Brennan, and it is MI Tech News. Mike, thanks so much for being with us again this week. Take care of yourself. Have a great week.
Thanks, Foster. Have a great weekend.
All right. That's Mr. Mike Brennan.